Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Water is at the center of two major issues facing tribes right now, one regional and one that spans the entire country. Tribes in California's Owens Valley are confronting a long-running water shortage problem that is now exacerbated by climate change. The city of Los Angeles gets a third of its water from the region. The constant drain on groundwater is becoming more and more of a problem for tribes like the Bishop Paiute. Terry Red Owl is the executive director of the Owens Valley Indian Water Commission. She is Bishop Paiute. She says the decades of dwindling water supply have reached a critical point, and it's time for Los Angeles and tribes to negotiate a solution.
One of the things that Los Angeles has been very successful in doing is exempting themselves from some of these laws and acts that have come out, you know, particularly in the state of California. But one of the things I do want to say is that the tribes were using the water first. We were diverting the water first. We were here first. The only thing that has stopped us from having access to that water is we were forcibly moved off of our lands and others came in and claimed that water. And so we are looking at ways to go back and look at the appropriated water rights and figure out a way, how can we claim that we are first in time, first in line using it? We didn't willingly leave that water and desert that water. So how do we get it back? Right now we do have a federal water rights assessment team that's been appointed. We are looking for Los Angeles to say, yes, we will negotiate with the tribes. That's the only thing the federal team needs in order to appoint this negotiation team. One of the things we're doing is getting support to convince the mayor and the deputy mayor to say yes to negotiations with the tribes.
Red Owl believes there are viable alternatives for Los Angeles to move away from the hundreds of thousands of gallons of water the city now pumps out of the ground and pipes almost 300 miles away.
At some point, nature's going to say enough is enough. And you got to start looking elsewhere, LA. And where do they need to look? In their own area. There's been so many studies done that shows that the amount of water that falls, you know, from the rainfall down there can supply more than what Los Angeles needs now and into the future. So they've really got to become more serious about reinvesting and reclaiming the water, cleaning up the water, but also storing the water. So they get these huge rain events in LA and the river becomes an actual river again and it's raging, but they don't have good systems in place in order to capture and hang on to that water so they can use it when they need it. And so that's what they've got to focus on. Instead of building up every space of piece of land that's available down there, is like looking at areas where they can store. How can they clean up their groundwater, their own groundwater aquifers, and store that water underground in Los Angeles?
That is the director of the Owens Valley Indian Water Commission, Terry Red Owl. Sustainable water quality on a national level is an issue that individual tribes and tribal coalitions are also speaking out about. The Trump administration proposes changes to the Federal Clean Water Act. It would strip many protections from wetlands and other bodies of water. Daniel Cordalis leads the Tribal Water Institute for the Native American Rights Fund. He is Diné. Cordalis says these changes could have major consequences for the millions of acres of wetlands tribes now manage.
Because these places will not be protected by federal law, it really creates kind of a lot of uncertainty and a regulatory gap. Whether those water bodies will receive any protections whatsoever. And so for tribes who rely on water quality, that's a function of ecosystem health, let's say, because wetlands are so important, right, to how an ecosystem functions, it could really impact that because these wetlands could no longer be protected. They could be filled in. They could be otherwise just non-functional as a part of the ecosystem. In the Southwest, where I'm from, and a lot of tribes are water scarce anyway, those kind of tributaries and those ephemeral streams that kind of come and go throughout the year could be the state jurisdiction, or they could be otherwise damaged through development work. So I think there's a lot more water bodies that could be subject to risk and pollution, or even just being destroyed along the way. The resources that tribes have, whether it's drinking water or whether it's tap for species or other things that they gather, I think are really kind of at risk.
There are no negotiations scheduled between Los Angeles officials and Owens Valley tribes. Both the Trump administration and Congress are moving fast to make changes to the Clean Water Act. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.